Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation's naturalist Pam Holtz about the Science Saturdays Book Club. What can you tell me about this book club?
We will be reading various books throughout the next 4 months. We're just getting our first meeting is this Saturday, so we'll be talking about our first book this Saturday, and then there's three more books about that. It is Pushing the Limits, which was a grant funded with STEM in mind, and we'll be talking about different ways of society, of looking at nature and knowledge and connections and survival, and how we tend to push those limits today and what that means for us and society as a whole.
As a scientist, why do you feel like doing a club like this? Why do you feel like that's good for aspiring scientists and people who just with an interest in it?
Well, I think you don't have to be an aspiring scientist, although anyone who is interested in learning more about some of how we operate and how we work. For example, the book that we'll be reading next month, Brain Bugs, talks about how the brain operates, and it uses a comparison of how a computer operates as a metaphor to help make it a little bit easier to understand, and how we have normal glitches in our brain. We're not talking about the mental illness glitches, but just normal glitches that happen that make us assume or jump to conclusions or see things that are not necessarily there and that we believe are true, because our brains are wired for that, and how we are wired automatically to see patterns and understand some things but have other difficulties in other things. It's like one of the first chapters will tell, it's like, explain why we have a problem memorizing numbers, and computers can do it easily. Yet, we can understand and grasp some things that computers are nowhere near doing. It's really interesting, and just to explore, your own boundaries and to push your own boundaries and how you understand yourself, society, and as well as how the world works. Like the tree in the nature book, we'll be reading about tree communication and who thinks about trees actually talking. So that's kind of a whole different viewpoint about life, and it makes things so kind of interesting. We are really on this cusp of knowledge.
All right, yeah, trees talking to each other. I never knew that was even a thing.
I mean, it's not talking like in words. It's like biochemical signals. But, this book says they have communities. They help take care of each other. And one of the things I'm looking forward to, I haven't looked at this book yet other than to look at and say, hey, this looks, to do some of the sample readings. But how can we apply those kind of things to our lives and what we can apply? Because, I always like looking at books and figuring out what's a takeaway for me. What can I learn better about myself and be a better person as a result?
So you mentioned that this program is basically spearheaded by Debbie Stanton at the library. How did you become involved in it?
She asked me. As part of the program is that they have a second facilitator that has more of the science background. And she thought I would be a good fit for that. And so she invited me to help facilitate the more science part of things that, she's more into the book and the reading, and I can help interpret the science part of it.
I guess, is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about the Science Saturdays Book Club?
First 10 people that sign up will get a free book. We are starting this Saturday at 10 o'clock. And if they've only glanced at the book, the discussion is still going to be pretty good, because there is this book we're talking about. It's the argument culture, kind of a us versus them, how we look at life and how that kind of dialogue can often fail us, and what we can do better is in and of itself. I'm finding just so much information. My brain is almost overloaded with how much this pertains to current life today and how we can start improving and making life better for everybody by realizing how the way that we've been dealing with conflict is not always a good thing.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Pam Holtz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.